Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed is producing and engineering the show on the other side of the glass. But together, we welcome you certainly on this Tuesday, January 13th, 2015, to the Buckmaster Show. We are coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We have podcasts and our complete show archive available for you 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. During the noon hour, our man in Washington, our Washington and governmental affairs contributor, Terry Bracey, will help us get things rolling. Then it's time for the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. It's been a very strange day on the market, up and down, but you know, that's kind of characteristic of, I guess, the theme of 2015. We'll talk to Shelley more about that. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get some reaction to yesterday's State of the State address. We're hoping to have Bruce Wheeler with us on the Buckmaster Show. And then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, presented by Fox Tucson Theater. The Buckmaster Show live line number is 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Let's now go to the live line and Terry Bracey. Terry is our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. He's enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall, then went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He is senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project, among other clients. Terry, how are you today, and Happy New Year?
Well, thank you, Bill. Happy January to you. It's not so great in Washington, but it is what it is.
It is what it is indeed. And I think, Terry, you had a wonderful visit to Tucson out here in December. We, of course, had you live in studio for a half an hour. That was great to see you. But what'd you think of Tucson? I know you did a couple of tours of the downtown area.
Yeah, Bill, I was able to take a whole day and ride the streetcar, walk up and down the downtown streets, Congress and the others, and talk to vendors, talk to owners of the restaurants, talk to the people who were going to lunch and later dinner. And it just, the whole mood has changed. It was exciting. People are excited about the downtown. They're excited about Tucson's future. I think the construction of the streetcar was a big boon for local government. I think people really respected the job that Mayor Rothschild and his team did in building the streetcar. And I think more and more people are coming to understand that Mayor Bob Walkup really had a tremendous vision, for which he did not get as much credit in his time, but often the legacy comes later. So I was just thrilled by what I found.
It was certainly Mayor Walkup. I know Mayor Walkup was a very good friend of yours, and also former Mayor George Miller, who passed away on, I believe it was Christmas morning, Mayor Miller passing away. That I know you're very close to the Miller family.
Yeah, I am, and George was one of my heroes. He is one of my heroes. He lives on. He had the heart of an angel and the courage of a lion. And George and Roz have together done so much for the Tucson region. You know, no problem was too small, no person too unimportant, not for George and Roz Miller. And he set an example for each of us that we'd be well to follow. What a great man, and what a sad day when he is gone.
Yeah, and of course we honor Mayor Miller in the service. He took a bullet on the island of Saipan as he was serving with the Marines, so he had a very distinguished career in the military as well. Terry Bracey with us on the Buckmaster Show, and I want to talk a little bit about a lame duck. Well, the president's in the the conventional wisdom, Terry, is that presidents in their last 2 years accomplish very little, but something tells me you might disagree with that.
Well, you know, that's that's the conventional wisdom, that the last 2 years of presidential terms are largely useless years. But that history proves that that's not true. Now, Bill, we never had lame ducks until the 22nd Amendment. So President Eisenhower, Ike, was the first to be limited to 2 terms. And if you remember, his last 2 years, he used to really this war hero to kind of turn on what he called the military-industrial complex. And his speech about that lives on with George Washington's farewell address as one of the most important in our history. Years later, the conservative Ronald Reagan threw off his conservative constituency in his last 2 years and created the biggest program we've ever had for the homeless, which had touched him. President Clinton, liberal Democrat, his last 2 years, to everyone's surprise, went ahead and deregulated Wall Street, the laws that didn't allow, basically he deregulated banks, and that did some good, but it also created a lot of problems for George Bush, who followed him, who was himself a deregulator, but found himself in his last 2 years having to re-regulate Wall Street. So all those things happened, just to point out that big things, major policies, can happen in the last 2 years when presidents have sort of thrown off the problems caused by political affiliation and debt, don't face election, and kind of speak from their hearts.
Terry, I know you're crafting an op-ed piece that will probably run very soon in the Arizona Daily Star about some of the things that you think might be accomplished in the final 2 years of the Obama presidency. Can you kind of give us a little preview?
Yeah, Bill, I think that one of the things that Kim and I write together, my son, but one of the things that we think is that, you know, we acknowledge that President Obama has made a lot of use of his executive authority, and he'll continue to do that. But, you know, when you do that, the policies that you set in place really survive only at the sufferance of your successor. So the next president, without congressional approval, can come in and just reverse them. So we think the better part of valor, if moving ahead, is for the president to reach out to the Congress. All presidents before him, all the lame ducks, have had opposition Congresses, but they've managed to do this, and reach out 3 areas. One, infrastructure bill. Everybody sees what's happened to America's highways, airports, which were once the envy of the world. Well, that's no longer the case. You can travel anywhere, Bill. You can go to Europe, you can go to South America, you can go to the Far East. You're going to find better roads, better airports. And the problem is that with the dysfunction of government in the last few years, the trust funds, which fund the highway programs, which fund the airport programs, they're in disrepair. Many of them almost broke. So with gas, you know, falling to its lowest prices in years, a gas tax of a dime or 15 cents would hardly be noticed by us, but would throw billions and billions and billions of dollars into the infrastructure of the country. So I think that's one area where a little bit of political courage could produce something really great for the future.
Well, what about what you call in your soon-to-be-published op-ed, the Grand Compromise, Terry Bracey?
Well, Bill, every generation has to make major compromises, which discipline entitlement spending, which always gets out of control, and adjust taxes. And this generation is no different. We have to recognize that our generation has left the new folks with a lot of problems. Our Medicare program, our Social Security program, all of these things have to be adjusted to meet the realities of this age. At the same time, we see that the recovery has not really reached down to middle America. So what probably is going to ultimately happen is, and hopefully on this watch, And because it's a good time to do it, for President Obama to reach out to the Republican Congress and say, I will go along with entitlement reform if you will allow me tax breaks for the middle-income people to create more income there. This kind of deal, the Grand Compromise, it's generational. George Bush Sr. did it. Now really a very good time for President Obama to do it.
Terry, can you take a quick call from one of our listeners?
I can.
Okay, let's go to Don on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Don.
Hi. I just want to make a comment on your guest's statement a few seconds ago that a gas tax, now that gas prices have dropped, would hardly be noticed by anyone. And that to me just rings of, you know, more and more taxation. The real issue is that our government has gotten so bloated and so big that there's no money left for infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera. We're too busy paying people, departments even. You know, I would favor the getting rid of the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, both of those things. Neither one of them are actually needed or have done anything. So I think that, you know, that would be a place to start before you start taxing people. And we know what party believes in taxing people. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Don, for your comment. Go ahead, Terry, your reaction.
Yeah, Don, first of all, the Highway Trust Fund was started by the Republican Party. And it's a user-based tax based on gas taxes for the users, the cars and the trucks. Now, where I get my gas, I'm paying $1.30 less per gallon this year than I was last year. Now, I'll notice 15 cents if you raise it to, you know, by 15 cents. I'll notice it, but it won't really be that painful. And the truth is, Don, that we can't continue to hide from the reality of potholes in our streets and crumbling infrastructure, and we have to pay for it. So, you know, yeah, we can riff against all the agencies, and I agree with you, Don, government's gotten way too big. But I think that we better, for our own sake, pay careful attention to our infrastructure and our trust funds. It is essential for economic recovery.
Okay, Shelley Fishman is going to be coming up next with us, and we want to thank you very much, Terry Bracey, for spending some time with us once a month. We enjoy these conversations with you. Some great insight on what's going on in D.C. and government affairs. Terry, thank you very much, and I hope you have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Bill. You too. Enjoyed it.
Thanks a lot. All right, Terry Bracey with us. Up next, Shelley Fishman with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report on Buckmaster. We'll be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of Five Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, I've got five kids and four of them are daughters.
Daddy, Daddy, there's a spider in my room.
Oh boy, did I get smart. I took care of the spider, but the smartest thing I ever did was call Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more bugs in a Lehman household. They do a great job. They're economical and environmentally friendly.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is on our Tuesday Moneymaker Report, Shelley Fishman. Shelley,
I want to know him. I don't want to stay here for this.
I got to tell you, the market started today up 250 points. You came in a little before noon today.
And I made it go down.
I don't know what you did, but the market, yeah, it's down
Bill,
now.
How are you?
Good to see you, Shelley. And
down 107
come on,
points.
You know. So how could you have a swing of like over 300 points?
There was nothing on the wires that I can find, and I've been desperately searching for an explanation for why we've had that swing today. But it's not inconsistent, Bill, with the discussions we've had over the past several months about volatility and how program trading, which accounts for more than 50% of the trades, can cause this kind of thing to happen. I can tell you it's not my clients or somebody else's clients who called and said, I want to sell because who knows, it's going to rain today.
In other words, it's not the little guy making a couple of calls. It's
right.
The computers have kicked in and didn't see what they like.
Usually you pick something up on the on the wires that says, this is what spooked the programs and the algorithms all kicked in. But from a very nice day in the morning that, kind of leveled off to about 160, 170 points positive, in the time it took me to drive here from the meeting I was at, we dropped to 100 points negative. Gosh. So how we're reacting right now is emotionally to what seems like non-logic, to illogical kind of behavior on the part of the market.
Well, it is, I guess what we're seeing in the last couple hours is emblematic of stock trading in 2015 and really a little bit last, the fourth quarter of last year.
Absolutely. And this is what makes people so crazy about investing, especially those people who don't put their blinders on and try to follow it and try to reach an agreement with their advisors that says, this is where I want to be, this is what I want to do. And then when the market goes a little nuts or a lot nuts, like it did today, and on your birthday.
Oh, yeah. about
300 points, right?
Yeah, on December 16th, yeah. We had another day like that, where it was like another 300-point up and down roller coaster.
So a day like this causes you, as an individual investor, to kind of second guess your advisor, but to second guess the strategies that you've put in place. And what happens is that fear, is this the big one? Is this going to be the crash? Is this the 10% correction? And so you grit your teeth, hopefully. And remember, you and I have kind of joked about this a little bit, over the past couple of years. My job isn't necessarily to find the right portfolio for every investor that works with me. My job is to make sure my clients don't do crazy things on the spur of the moment. I can find a portfolio that's going to get them 10% or 12 or 11, and I may be off by a point or two or whatever it is by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So my stock picking abilities are not going to be what really determines my success with my client base in general. It's my ability to get them to not do stupid things in the face of this kind of volatility.
What would you consider then your primary responsibility to
I thought that
was what you were going to say.
Yeah, just that.
So that is kind of your bottom line right there. That is the primary responsibility of you as an advisor.
Right. It's to make sure I understand my clients. I understand what their needs are. I empathize or can be empathic to their feelings of fear and greed when the market's going up and they might not feel they're as aggressive as they need to be, and can really relate to them on a personal basis based upon what they're feeling. Now, are feelings the reason you should be investing, and should that be driving your decisions? Well, no, but very often those kinds of feelings do drive or at least color your decision-making processes. And so, when you call your broker and you get your broker's assistant and the broker doesn't have time for you or can't squeeze you in or can't remember who you are because he's got so many clients, that's the kind of thing that causes the average United States investor to underperform the market considerably, because in moments like that, you tend to chase the curve. You tend to, sell on the way down and buy on the way up, and that will result in underperformance. But it is so important when you choose an investment advisor that you have access to that person and that person spends enough time with you so that when you do make that panic call to that person's office, he can or she can talk you off the ledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's kind of what it's all about. Now, there are times being on the ledge, may be appropriate. But now we get back to that old, has anything fundamentally changed? Mm-hmm. And if the answer is no, nothing has fundamentally changed, then get off the ledge. But just telling somebody, you're having unwarranted fear, that doesn't resonate with a person's emotions. What resonates is really understanding what drove your strategy with that person to begin with and reiterating those things and talking calmly and rationally, but with an emotional underpinning, an empathic underpinning with that person to prevent that person from doing something that they will probably regret.
Yeah, I would not think it's a good sign if you call your financial advisor and they say, what is your name again?
Well, that's right.
I'm serious.
That's right. Or Doris, get the file quick.
Yeah, who is this person?
Who is this person?
Yeah.
Right.
Quickly, to wrap it up with gas prices, and Terry talked a little bit about Terry Bracey at the top of the show on gas prices. I think Terry said he's paying now or less than $2 a gallon.
Yeah, I paid less than $2.
So, and the folks at OPEC, I think I saw something yesterday where they were saying they were predicting we will not see $100 a barrel oil ever again.
Yeah. Again is a long time. But it is clear that from the perspective of the major producers in the Gulf, they are not going to cut back on production. And what is clear right now is we are going to see these kinds of reduced levels of pricing for at least the first half of the year. Now, you know, oil prices will go back up. They always do. The question, of course, is how far will they rise and what time frames. Between now and then, we could see very, very pronounced geopolitical results from oil at $50. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we love it when our politicians promise that they'll cut the price of oil. And we've got a politician in office right now who didn't promise it, but did it. Mm-hmm. That is going to play heavily on the American economy in a positive way, I think. And it is felt like a tax cut to people who normally would spend a great deal of money on fuel and now have that money to spend on something else.
All right, Shelley Fishman, where can people get a hold of you, Shel?
BuckmasterShow.com, best way, hit the link to me, and then I'll return the call.
All right, Shelley, have yourself a great week, and I hope it is a productive and profitable week.
No more days
week.
Like this, though, this
Not
week.
For a yeah, while, anyway. Have a good one, Shelley
you
Fishman.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday on The Buckmaster Show, Congresswoman Martha McSally will join us. Also, our blogger beat with David Safir of the Tucson Weekly. The Buckmaster Show airs each weekday during the noon hour, AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and always on buckmastershow.com for anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and show archive. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Experience the solitude of the Gila. If you're looking for a great weekend getaway, Silver City is the place to do it. So many great places to stay over there. A lot of diversity in accommodations, places like Bear Mountain Lodge and Little Toad Creek Inn. So there's lots of places to stay, and there are certainly lots of things to do, and the full listing of what to do is at southwestnewmexico.org, spelled out. And only 3 hours or so east of Tucson will put you in a beautiful environment, something really different, and a great getaway. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line Bruce Wheeler, Democrat Assistant Minority Leader, Democrat from Tucson area of District Number 10. Bruce is on the road on a cell phone. Hopefully he sounds pretty good. Bruce, how are you?
I've tried to do that all my life, Bill. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Well, the Arizona Republic, the editorial directors got together to go over Governor Ducey's speech, and they say that Ducey's grand vision is, or was in the speech anyway, missing in action. What was your reaction to the governor's speech?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to give the governor every opportunity to fulfill his promises. He was, after all, elected by the public, and that has to be honored and respected. I'm willing to work with him. But I heard from members of both sides of the aisle afterward that some disconnects. One primary example was the $330 million education inflationary funding. The first thing he said is, let's all compromise and get this done on the same subject. Then he proceeds, number two, to say, legislature, get it done. And then he turns to the Attorney General, Mr. Brnovich, and finalizes it by confusing everyone by saying, and make sure you dust off your books and define the meaning of and or. So and or refers to a statement that President Biggs of the Senate mentioned in which he adamantly opposes any funding that was approved by the voters in 2000 to fund the $330 million education inflationary budget.
So we don't really know where the governor stands on this, do we?
We don't. I am going to sit down with his chief of staff, Kirk Adams, who I have a good working relationship with. He was the speaker 3 years ago. And I'm going to sit down with him Thursday afternoon, and hopefully we'll get a better feel. And then the governor is meeting with Republican and Democratic leaders on Friday morning, so I'll be there then to see what, you know, explore it a little bit deeper and further. So we'll give him the opportunity to try his hand at this, but we're a little confused as to what it is precisely and how it is precisely that he's going to balance the budget and continue to fund education.
Bruce Wheeler with us on the Buckmaster Show. Our friend Jim Kelly would like to join in the conversation. I know Jim was an invited guest and was in the gallery for the speech. Jim, go ahead. You're with Representative Wheeler.
Hi, Bruce. It's good to see you again since yesterday.
You know, Jim, likewise.
I wanted to get your impression, because my impression of his speech is it was very much like a CEO talking to the stockholders. He talked about what he thought he could have a slam dunk on with legislation that's ready to go into the hopper, but he wasn't talking about things that he doesn't have his ducks lined up yet, and he's still trying to get them lined up. Does that kind of same kind of impression that you had?
Yes, that reflects the confusion I think that some of us felt afterward. Where, you know, as I said, we do want to sit down with him and work this thing out, but we need to have some more clarity from him and specific. So, you know, let's be generous here and say that what he's trying to do is, as you say, line up those ducks within his own party, the Republicans in the House and the Senate. And then maybe we'll have a better view of what it is that they collectively are going to accomplish, and hopefully we'll have an impact on that as well.
Bruce Wheeler is with us on the Buckmaster Show. What I did like about the speech, it was there was a strong call to set politics and partisanship aside to work for all Arizonans. And I wonder, Bruce, whether you and your colleagues on the Democrat side will be included a bit more with this governor than the previous governor when it comes to budget-making decisions.
Well, that's a good question. Now, he does deserve good marks initially here, because he did reach out to the Democratic leadership, Eric Meyer, myself, and Rebecca Rios, the leader, assistant, and whip, respectively, in the House. That's a big step. We never had that invitation to meet with him one-on-one, plus to meet with him collectively. So, you know, how much impact we, the Democrats, are going to have ultimately for job growth and education, I can't tell you yet. But I think he deserves certainly credit for reaching out to us. And that's a good starting point, Bill.
Bruce Wheeler is with us on the Buckmaster Show Liveline. Representative Wheeler, I thought it was rather curious that the governor did not mention the Medicaid expansion dust-up. Did you find that odd?
I can see why people would think it is odd, but I'll tell you why I hope it isn't, and that is that he has strong support from the business community and the chambers of commerce throughout the state, all of whom supported Medicaid expansion. If he were to challenge Medicaid expansion and sign on to Biggs and those others who are challenging him, the budget hole that's already going to be $1 billion next year would double. So from a business point of view, I just don't see him taking a hand in challenging Medicaid expansion. Politically, he said during the campaign he did not support it, but I think now reality is here. He needs to govern. He's facing a $1 billion deficit next fiscal year, which begins July 1. And as I mentioned, a lot of it's good for business to have Medicaid expansion, not only for people that don't have health insurance.
So I'll let you go here in 1 minute, to Bruce, but what about the budget will be released, the governor's version of the budget? This works by Friday, I believe they'll release that?
Yes, he's going to offer, he's going to send every legislator a flash drive with a budget on Friday morning, and then we're going to be meeting with him physically sometime that morning also.
But still, we are looking, and the number that's kicking around for this fiscal year is what, and for next fiscal year is what?
For this fiscal year that we're in, that ends June 30th, we're looking at almost $500 million in the hole. That includes the $330 million for the education funding, plus another $100 million more that we're in the hole even without that. So, $500 million this year, and beginning the fiscal year that begins July 1 of this year, we're looking at $1 billion deficit.
Okay. Bruce Wheeler, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us. I know you're very busy this time of year, and we appreciate you taking some time to be with us and our listeners. Bruce Wheeler, thanks a lot.
Not at all, Bill. Thank you always. I appreciate being on the air with you.
All right. Bruce Wheeler, he is a Democrat representing District Number 10 in Tucson. He is also in the senior leadership of the Democrat Party at the legislature. He is the assistant minority leader. We'll be coming up now on 12:44. We have the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report with Margaret Regan from the Tucson Weekly. She is the arts editor. This presented by Tucson Fox Theater. We'll be right back.
Do you own a car that's driving you nuts? Does the check engine light or the oil pressure light come on for no apparent reason? At Perfection Auto Works, we specialize in the car that no one else can fix. From a timing belt to a shifting issue, Perfection Auto Works can handle all of your auto or truck repairs. Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650. Visit our website, perfectionautoworks.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
This is Bill Buckmaster, coming up Monday on The Buckmaster Show, the Monday political face-off, featuring commentators Bob Westerman and Paul Eckerstrom. Plus, we'll talk with the newest member of the Pima Community College Governing Board, Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and always on buckmastershow.com for anywhere in the world, live streaming podcasts and show archive.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine. Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us. How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Please join the UA College of Science, which celebrates the premiere of its 10th free public lecture series starting Monday, January 26th. This year's 7 lecture series topic is Life in the Universe, which explores our universe of molecular, biological, and cosmic scale to ask, what is life and how do we recognize it? Each program starts at 7 p.m. More information at cos.arizona.edu. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This week's Arts Report on Buckmaster is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater and the exciting 2015 Fox season of live performances, lectures, events, and classic films. The Fox is pleased to present the new Christie Minstrels this Wednesday, January the 14th. That's tomorrow. The 7-member new Christie Minstrels, believe it or not, are still led by singer-songwriter Randy Sparks and include Arizona's official state balladeer Dolan Ellis, still with the group. They've been honored with a Grammy, of course, for their very first album, and that followed with a string of very, very popular, many very popular gold records. That is the new Christy Minstrels tomorrow night. And coming to the Fox in February, Grammy Award-winning Steep Canyon Rangers, who perform true bluegrass original music. Tickets are available now to see the new Christy Minstrels performing tomorrow and Steep Canyon Rangers performing February 11th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line the Tucson Weekly Arts editor Margaret Regan and well-known author who has just completed her latest book, the name of the new book. First of all, Margaret, thanks for being with us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Bill.
The new book is titled?
Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire.
And that will be available when?
Right about March 10th, right around the time of the Tucson Festival of Books, where I'll be appearing.
And this is a follow-up to your very popular book, which came out, what, about 3 or 4 years ago?
Actually, it's 5 years ago already.
5 years?
Yeah. Yeah, that book is called The Death of Joceline, and it was mostly about the journey of migrants across the Arizona desert and all that that involves, including death and, you know, the impact on border residents. And this book is about what happens to immigrants who are living here undocumented for years and suddenly get stopped by the police and land into the hands of the Border Patrol and ICE and very often are put in detention centers. So it looks at that, the whole phenomenon of the detention centers and what that's like. You know, a lot of them are private prisons running for profit, and they're run like prisons even though the people are not being jailed on criminal charges. So it's also about what happens when they get deported. A lot of them, you know, I went down to Nogales many times and talked to a lot of people down there, people who've just been, you know, kind of wrenched from their daily life in Phoenix or wherever, and they're suddenly on the streets of Nogales trying to figure out what to do next.
Margaret, let's talk a little bit about the spring arts preview. You're working on that. That's going to be published in the Tucson Weekly January 22nd. Are there any big blockbusters art shows that we should know about in the spring?
Yeah, well, one that I'm really excited about, and I haven't seen it yet, is a retrospective of a Tucson painter named Robert Barber. I did see it when they were in the middle of selecting work for him a couple of months ago. Beautiful painter, really interesting, nearly abstract, very painterly type of canvases. He also does sculpture. But the backstory behind this man is so interesting. He's 92 years old, and he has hardly ever shown his work anywhere, let alone in a museum of the caliber of Tucson's MoCA. And somehow they came across this man, and he had like 1,000 artworks stashed in his house and his garage. And he was a school teacher in Tucson for many years, highly trained, you know, as a young man, but somehow just never, you know, broke into the art world. So they went through, the curators down there, Anne Marie Russell and others, went through 1,000 artworks, just imagine that, to winnow down a show. And it's now up at the museum. It opened on Saturday, and that will be up all through the spring.
There, that one is at the Museum of Modern Art here.
Contemporary Art.
Contemporary Art.
Contemporary Art, which goes by MoCA.
MoCA, yes. Any other big shows we should know about?
Yeah, well, an interesting one coming up at the University of Arizona Museum of Art. Actually got a little notice in the New York Times last week. They have been given some Andy Warhols. The Andy Warhol Foundation is in the business of giving smaller, more regional museums work by Andy Warhol, because you may know he was extraordinarily prolific, and a lot of his things were mechanically reproduced, a lot of photographs and so forth. So they've been on this mission. They have a lot of money, you know, obviously Warhol was a very successful artist, so it's a well-endowed foundation, so in one way or another, the University of Arizona Museum of Art received some of his works, and I believe they're going to be part of the permanent collection. Not positive on that, but I think so. But they're having a show opening, I believe, in February of his works, and that's kind of unusual for Tucson.
Yeah, and we'll look forward to speaking. I think it's the last week of January. We have booked the new director at the University of Arizona Museum of Art will be with us on the program talking about his vision. And they really do have an extensive archive at the University of Arizona Museum of Art. It's a little bit hard to find for the general public, but parking sometimes can be an issue, but it's well worth checking out what they've got going on over there.
Yeah, I mean, what's really interesting about them is that they have, you know, this whole Spanish retablo, which you've probably seen. I mean, oil paintings dating from, I think they're about 400 years old. A whole suite, so it's that, you know, older European medieval art, extremely valuable. That particular retablo, you know, recounts the whole life of Christ. And they have other wonderful stuff, you know, early modern things. They have a Georgia O'Keeffe that they're very proud of. And, you know, the late director, Peter Birmingham, who was so wonderful, he died, gosh, it's got to be back in 2000 or the late 90s. Mm-hmm. He was the director for many years, and he made a point of collecting works on paper by many famous artists and others less well-known, but they're extremely strong in that, and a surprising variety of pieces in their collection. Their issue's always been they're kind of small, and you know, the building's kind of small, and they can't put much of that on display very often.
There is still some art on display from the new year. You did kind of a new year gallery roundup in the Tucson Weekly that ran, I think, that first week of January.
Yeah, so New Year's Day column.
Yeah.
Well, there's an artist I've liked for a long time, Jan Olson, a woman who grew up in Tucson, and she decamped to Paris decades ago. And she shows at Davis Dominguez about once a year. And her paintings are usually very evocative of Paris, which, of course, is a city that's kind of in our hearts right now after all that happened there last week. But she does these sort of near-abstract Paris cityscapes, very edgy, very urban, very jazzy, really quite interesting. So I went to the new show thinking that's what I was going to see. And here she's, you know, she's done a 180. She's gone back to her childhood in the desert in Tucson. And instead of these edgy urban paintings, they're sort of soft desert paintings, very elegiac, with images of her parents who are now gone, images of her childhood, and all painted in a very dreamy way. You know, they look like memory works, you know, going back to her childhood here in the desert. And they're just beautiful and very profound, really, in thinking about, you know, that lost generation who, you know, who have gone on, her parents and her childhood here. So I'd highly recommend that one. And that's going to be up till January 24th.
All right. Let's see if we can work in a question. A caller has a question for you, Margaret Regan. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay.
Greg, go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Bill. I'll keep it under a minute. Margaret, nice to meet you. I had a conversation this morning with a woman. We were talking about immigration, and this is reference your book.
Uh-huh.
And this lady was saying, you know, we got to do something about the border. These people here have to be shipped back. Mm-hmm. And her own grandparents came from Sonora, and she's Hispanic, of Hispanic descent. And I disagree with her. And I wonder if, because she thinks most of the folks here illegally are dealing drugs, which is quite a, disagree. Did you have an opportunity in your book to discuss or find out opinions or what's your gut feeling?
Yeah, I think, you know, the rise of the drug cartels has been very unfortunate, because people who are desperate, poor migrants who are coming here to escape violence in Mexico and in Central America and to escape poverty are being lumped together. Like this woman that you speak of, they get lumped together in their minds. Border Patrol has told me over and over again, perhaps 10% of the people that they arrest crossing the border have any kind of a criminal background at all. Overwhelming majority, 90%, are people coming here to work. And now that we've had this intensive immigration for so many years, many of them are coming up here to connect with family members who've been living in the United States for years. that's another very tragic element of the whole problem.
Okay, Margaret Regan, we're going to have to wrap it up with you. And again, we'll talk more about the book as it approaches the release date. But again, the name of the book and where it will be available, please, Margaret.
Detained and Deported. And it's going to be first at Antigone Books because I'm doing a reading there. I think it's March 6th. That will be the book's debut.
Because obviously a lot of people have interest in the subject, and we'll talk some more about it as we get closer to that release date. Margaret, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Nice to talk to you.
Margaret Regan with us, the Tucson Weekly Arts Editor. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting the Grammy Award-winning New Christy Minstrels tomorrow night. Then on February 11th, the Fox will welcome the Steep Canyon Rangers, whose current tour celebrates their number one on the Bluegrass Charts release, Tell the Ones I Love. Next, the Fox Theater will welcome back the co-founder of the legendary folk rock group The Byrds and the creator of the Folk Den project. That would be Roger McGuinn. Concert guests can expect to be treated to a performance of songs handpicked by Roger McGuinn from his now enormous catalog of recordings. For more information and to purchase tickets to see the New Christy Minstrels tomorrow night, the Steep Canyon Rangers, February 11th, and Roger McGuinn, Friday, February 13th, visit foxtucson.com. The Buckmaster Show thanks Perfection Auto Works and Mike Emery for their support. Check out Mike Emery and the team, Midtown location on North Beverly. Check out their website, perfectionautoworks.com. If you're looking for a good auto mechanic, certainly Mike Emery is the guy we choose. For Tucson at 4 this afternoon, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, the Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9, and then we're back, Bill Buckmaster and Ed Alexander, tomorrow at 12:04. Have a great afternoon.